first one was called by Yosef Shein. He wrote the book, the whole book, just on this topic. It's called, appropriately enough, Yosef Shein Kil Choso, written by the Dallas Cowboys.
Excuse me?
Can you explain? Yeah, I will explain. Was Rabbi Rachmiel Fried, who is now the Rosh Kol in Dallas. And they told me that when the Kol opened in Dallas, that's the Kol in Dallas, it's wild. People were so scared, these guys are going to be crazy, Kol, so broom, so this, so that. They told me that when they came into town for the first time, to be interviewed.
Can you explain?
Yeah, I will explain. Was Rabbi Rachmiel Fried, who is now the Rosh Kol in Dallas. And they told me that when the Kol opened in Dallas, that's the Kol in Dallas, it's wild. People were so scared, these guys are going to be crazy, Kol, so broom, so this, so that. They told me that when they came into town for the first time, to be introduced to the whole group, 100 people, they're waiting to see these mishugadis come in, what's going to be. In order to, I was told by the Rosh Yeshiva, who was the torture, in order to ease the tension and to, you know, make things light. So when they came in, they made like these detectives, thing like a kind of Hollywood kind of thing. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we introduce the members of the cult. They came in with Dallas Cowboys. So dancing around like a cheerleader, the other one. Since then, they captured the hearts of the people of Dallas. So this is by the Dallas Cowboys. Okay. It's in English too, by the way. He's American, so he translated it himself. Didn't have to have some art scroll translator. He translated himself. He's American. Very beautiful book. A beautiful book. And he even has relatives right here. One of us sitting here was before. You know, we'll sing the last class. And that's who's your cousin. So he comes from originally Indianapolis. Et cetera. So he, as a matter of fact, he was friend of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, one of the problems. He used to drive. He even wrote in one of the articles in Spain, he wrote that he used to drive Shlomo Zalman back and forth from Kol Torah to the Shari Chesed, and he asked all the questions were in the car. They stop for red light, the questions, you know. There's all kinds of wild stories about Yosef Shein Shugolius. Let's do a little bit of background. The Torah said, I mentioned I had it on the board, next week, if you recall, there were 7 days of Yom Kippur together by Torah law, and there were 13 by rabbinic law. Everything's double except for Yom Kippur. Now, the reason for Yom Kippur Shein Shugolius is because in the olden days, they were afraid that they would not be able to communicate quickly enough when Rosh Chodesh fell out. And for this reason, they said, keep an extra day. Keep an extra day. This way you're playing it safe. And even though now we're experts in the calendar, we're afraid of the Gemara called Shema Yavzer Adama LeKulkulo. Make things go back to bad news, and there'll be a lack of communication. And therefore, they have said, Minig Avosein LeBiyodein. We're still required to keep a second day.
Is that the reason why sometimes we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh also?
Not exactly. Because that's a different reason. Whenever you have what we call a Chodesh Mole, a 30-day month, the 30th day, which is potentially Rosh Chodesh, but also Rosh Chodesh, or the actual day is the second day. What will happen when Mashiach comes? So some say, believe it or not, that when Mashiach will come, we'll still have 2 days of Yom Kippur. it'll be impossible to communicate in darkness. After all, there'll be Jews all over the whole world. See that the Mashiach comes, it'll be 2 days. I disagree. I think it's only going to be 1 day. That bad attempt at having a gila next door. Some other poor one. She gave up. So, Mashiach will have to come to find out who's right. I think I'm right, and there are many great rabbis who think against me. So I don't think I can argue about it now. Mashiach comes. We'll see what happens then. Okay. You're not permitted, whatever you can do the first day, you can do the second day. We gave a few exceptions last week, am I correct? We went into that, am I right? By burying, right? Burial is one, and taking medicine, right? Those are the two exceptions? You have anything else? Interesting question. I allowed to prepare a Chol HaMoed for the last day of. When you cook on Hoshana Rabbah for Simchas Torah, the specific. One might have said no. But Hoshana Rabbah is a din, is a holiday of some sort, of some level of Minat Torah. Simchas Torah is on the level of the Derabbah. So the halach is at the book. You want to know why? The Prima Gona asks that question. How can it be? Some say it's really not allowed, because it's only the Rabbanan. But Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Kwan of the Rocha, that they will lean in.
I don't understand the reason why
they're allowed to. I don't know any either, really. But I guess they were just... I said, Cholomoyed is not so strict, we'll get to Cholomoyed later. But that's the other book I bought. I bought two books today. I bought the Yom Hashanah book and I bought the Cholomoyed book. Tic-tac-toe. The answer really is that it's given is that Cholomoyed will see it's not so strict and therefore they will leave it in this matter. This is an interesting question. Now, you're supposed to go on to Shabbos and Yontif hungry, so you'll enjoy the meal at night with more relish. What about on the first day of it? Is there a requirement not to eat too much in the late afternoon, so you should enjoy the food on the second day of it? So the Magen Avraham is somewhat strict. The Mishnah Berurah is more lenient. The Mishnah Berurah says that look, the guy wants to eat cake. Yummy for the tummy. Strawberry shortcake. Oh, he loves it. And now Yom Tov Rishon. So if he eats it, the mitzvah simplest Yom Tov Minhag Torah, he loves it. You're going to tell him not to eat the strawberry shortcake? So he should be able to eat his chicken to supper when it's only the Rabbah? No, not a mitzvah Minhag Torah. That's for sure it's true. You have to be a little, young. The answer is you should enjoy yourself both days. Find the way, find a happy medium. Okay. You have to light candles at the chain. When? Many authorities say only after it gets dark. Can an American have a factory in Eretz Yisrael which is working on Yom Tov Shein? So Moshe said it's okay. far move, right? We'll have to stop. Have to go.